Welcome to Show Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Luni Shvas Haram Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf and Gimel. The Mishnah in the end of Amud Beis brings the Shita of Beit Shammai that a choyshev lishloach yad bepikodet. One who is thinking, that's a translation of the word, to do shlichus yad, to touch a pikodet, he's already chayav. While Beisil say he actually has to do shlichus yad in order to be chayav. Toys already points out that what it means here, a choshev, doesn't mean think, but it means to speak. It means to say the dibur. While other rishonim argue, and they hold that a choshev means a thought itself. This machlokes is nergia and kachim. When we learn kachim, when a person has the wrong machshava when he does kachim, so Tais already in Zvachim speaks about it, when we talk about a thought, or it has to be a dibur. Tois holds has to be a dibur. Has to say something wrong. Just thinking doesn't work. And other Rishonim argue, and they say that a machshava itself is already applicable to be used. It doesn't have to be dibur. So first, we'll mention that this seems to be a machlokes that has to do in Birkas HaTorah between the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon. The question is thinking and learning required to do Birkas HaTorah or not? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamehare b'divrei Torah ein tzorich levarach." You don't have to do Birkas HaTorah, just thinking and learning. The Vilna Gaon argues. The Vilna Gaon says, it says in the pasuk, "Ve'gisa bo yom halal," you have to think and learning. So of course you need to do a bracha when you're thinking and learning. Seems that Shoresh HaMachlokes is the same. In this world, do we have any importance, any validity to machshava? Or machshava is beyond this world. You don't do a bracha on machshava, and machshava cannot ruin kachim, and machshava cannot cause shichus yad. The Shulchan Aruch, and based on the Tosfos says in our sugya, say machshava in this world is beyond the level of this world. This world is oilam hadibur. And therefore, nobody will say that machshava alone should make a difference. While the Rishayim, they're arguing Tosfos, and the Vilna Gaon, they say that in this world, machshava does have already existence, and you could have a tzad to have a bracha on it, and it could be a Beit Shammai that say that even if you don't do shlichus yad, you have in the machshava. And just to mention, concluding this point, that I heard this from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, that in Kabbalah, we have five stages for something to come out to fruition. Stage one is the ratzon, the will. Someone wants to do something. Stage two is the machshava. Now he has an idea. Stage three is the hirhur. Hirhur means to develop an idea in someone's mind. Stage four is the dibur, when actually he's verbalizing it. And stage five, it's the maise when it comes out, the maise in the world. So explain Ramayshe. The discussion, the machlekes of the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, and according to what we're learning, the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rishonim, is not regarding machshava. Machshava, everybody agrees, is beyond the realm of this world. We talk about hirhur, stage two. Machshava is the idea you can't really define in this world. Hirhur means to think in your mind the words that you're about to verbalize. That is something that there's a discussion. Is that considered to be already a dibur or not? Meaning that what we mentioned before, that this world is oilam adibur, is applicable to this discussion as well. This is oilam adibur. Is hiru kedibur? Do we hold the thinking and verbalizing something once thought is like a dibur or not? That is the base of this discussion over here. Two additional beautiful auras on this point. A, Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis Oitza, Mareches Bes Klal Beis, says, that Bichal Bisil, that what they're arguing in our Mishnah, is a Mechlokes Lashitosim. We know Rashi brings beginning of Chumash, the Betchilo Olo Machshava Livros Oilam Amidas Adin. The original idea was to create this world in a world of judgment of Din. But then, Kashmogu saw the world would not exist, so therefore he created Amidas Arachavim. Kayadu Al Pi Arizal, we spoke about it in a previous year, Beit Shammai are Midas Adin, and Beisilil represent Midas Arachavim. So it says of Yosef Engel, Beit Shammai, that they're Midas Adin, they go with the fact that Machshava is very important. Because B'tchil Olam Machshava leave Rasoilam Midas Adin. So Beit Shammai, that they're more noited to Din, they hold Machshava is more important than Dibur. And Beis Hillel, that they hold that L'maisa, we go with Midas Arachavim. So for them, you have to have an actual Maisa, and Machshava only is not enough. That's the Aura of Yosef Engel. And in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, Parshas Yisroi, he has another nekuda. He says like this. He says, we know the machshava toiva kashbochu mitzar for lamaisa. A good machshava kashbochu adds it to the maisa. And machshava ra kashbochu is not mitzar for lamaisa. So says the Pardes Yosef, that lechur depends on machlokes b'cham b'silon. Because according to b'cham, a prisoner is thinking of doing shlichus yahati, he's already chayav. So he has a machshava ra, it's already joining the maisa. Basil say no, just thinking something bad doesn't do anything unless you don't do lamaise. So he says that's why Basil B'cham argue if Noach lo adam shenivrom shelo yinivro or not, is it good for Adam to be created in the world or not? B'cham say no. So he explains why not. Because according to B'cham, what is there is more, mitzvahs or averus? Well, what is more, loisase or esse? Loisase is the nose of Torah. The nose of Torah or shasa, 365. The esse is Torah, the do of Torah, is Ramach, 248. So there's more no's than yes. So B'Chamai, it's better not to be created and go to a place where you have more no's than yeses. But B'Sil say, the Machshava Toiva Keshboch B'Tzar for Lamaisa, but not Machshava Ra. So even though there's less Mitzvah's Esseh, but Mitzvah's Esseh, you have the Mitzvah, and you have also the Machshava of the Mitzvah. But by Mitzvah's Loisa, by Averis, you have the Maisa, you don't have the Machshava. So Mitzvah's Esseh is really double. So B'chama, Lishitos, and the whole Machshava is always counted. They say it's better for a person not to be created than being created. But according to B'Sil, the Machshava is counted only when you do something good, not when you do something bad. So then, Toiv L'Odim, Shenivro, Mishelo, Nivro. Two beautiful Eoris and the Sugar from G'doy L'Adoris. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list to Hotzogro, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.